The Sangha today is the 29th of January 2010. We are in New Amlet at the Full Moon Meditation Hall during our winter retreat 2009-2010. Now we continue the sutra on the sutra the Buddha teach the Metaya future Buddha. It's a kind of question and answer. Next time when you write on the board, use a more blacker one. It's too light. I cannot read really clearly on the table, on the board. That H means happiness. I want the dark pen like that. It was not so dark, the what they wrote on the board. When we have a respiration, a breath, we have it's a happiness breath. Happiness can impregnate into us, into our whole being, and it gives warmth. Like you are walking in the cold, and you enter here, you feel warm. So the happiness is like that. You feel this gentle joy, peace, who enter gently, impregnating. So we breathe in and we feel really there is an impregnation of the feeling of joy, peace, happiness. And so the happiness is impregnating into my body and my mind. Happiness is impregnating into our body and our mind. When we breathe in and we allow that feeling of gentle joy, peaceful joy, happiness who enter in our body. Sometimes we say like that, but there is something something which prevent that happiness to enter into us. It's like the water who run on the lotus leaf or on the potato leaf, it will run away. What is can impregnate it? That prevent us to have that happiness feeling to be impregnated in us is our negative habit to search for, to achieve something. And when you have that, you still search for other thing and other thing. And it's running and running and running and cannot prevent you to stop and cannot allow the peaceful, joyful, happy feeling to enter. And which not allowed you to stop. That negative habit is have been in you since you were born, since before you were born. Your mom, your dad, and your grandpa, grandma, several generations before. So to start the training is very important for us to train to stop. It's not easy, but it could be done. And so, and because of that running, search for, always think of the future, you cannot live in the present moment, deeply appreciate what is gentle, peaceful joy, happy joy, that you are alive, that you are on this positive condition who is still in you. Why don't you search for, satisfy with the availability of the positive condition that you have, and you feel that peace, that joy, dwelling with stability, in peace, and the upper word is mean peace, and the lower word is dwelling. So your success is, can you stop? Can you stop? When you are able to stop, then you have peace. When you have peace, and then you have that steady joy, steady happiness. And without peace, you have some exciting joy and then run away again. So if you have that stability, that peace, and then the joy will remain in you slowly, deeper, and become happiness. So breathing in, happiness. Breathing out, I'm aware that I'm happy. I have everything I long for. So that is the breathing called eight. For instance, you practice one breath called stopping. One breath called stopping. We breathe in and out in the way that you stop, that you will not run to the future, you will not remember the past. You are totally in the present moment. And then that breathing we call the stop breathing, S, stop. So when you breathe in, and you call, and you tell yourself, I'm stopping, I am stopping. I have stopped. When you breathe out, and then I only pay attention to my out breath. I don't expect anything. When you breathe in, you really stop. When you breathe out and you recognize that you have really stopped. Even what you search for is nirvana or enlightenment, you don't care. You really stop. During you breathing in and out, if you stop and that S breathe and hop open, when you are successful in the breathing called S, means stopping, and then you will be successful to bring happiness in. You will be successful to bring the breath of H, the happiness breath. If you can, you have the impression that you cannot dwell peacefully, you cannot sit peacefully, walk peacefully, eat peacefully, and you know that you need to go somewhere. So you train to stop. Maybe it's the very moment, it's the best moment of your life. If you have to challenge yourself, if this very moment you cannot stop, how you can stop in the future? How you can stop next minute, next hour? Because the energy, the habit energy in you push, and you cannot dwell peacefully. And you challenge yourself, you say that it's the very moment, in this very moment, I have all the positive condition to be happy, to stop. But why don't I do it? So, the breathing called stop, S, help you to stop, to really stop. What you are searching for. Why you are on the way to search for something? When you stop and you recognize that what you are searching for, the things that you are searching for, they are just here in you, in your body, in your mind. What you are searching for is not far away, it's in you. Because it's hidden somewhere and you are so busy and you are so busy to search for, you forget that what you search are already in you. In Plum Village, we learn the practice of stopping, samatha. When you bring your mind back to your body and your mind will make one unity, and then you are able to stop. What you are searching for, in order to be happy, you need to stop. And then you see that, I have a lot of condition to be happy, even with that minimum condition now. And when you are able to stop, you start to appreciate one little thing, two little things, three little things, and slowly it becomes so important, so powerful, so nourishing. Like the moonlight, like the moon or the moonlight. When you are walking toward the meditation hall, from your room to the meditation hall, the moon is following you. The moon is following you. Before you were born, the moon is already there. You only lift your head and you see the moon. And the moon is already the good gift. And since you were a child until now, the moon is always faithful, being there. without the moon, it will be sad. The poet will be very sad, but not only the poet are sad, but you are also sad. Many people will be sad. The moon is a gift of life for us. In Upper Hamlet, I have 3 moons. And the monk have built for me a moon, round like that, next to my bamboo. And then when the other moon on the sky is hiding somewhere, and then I light on the moon near of the bamboo bush, and then I see the leaf of bamboo are swinging around, and I have a third moon, smaller, in my room. Outside, I can receive the moon. In my room, I also receive the moon. And it's light, the moon on me. And when I wake up at every moment, I always light the moonlight in my room. He recited a poem by a poet. He said that, please try to produce moonlight and try to produce sunshine. Now, train yourself to produce sunshine and moonlight. And if one day in your life everything is dark, use that production, that moonlight and that sunshine for you to use. You don't have to go and borrow anywhere. So now you are free. Try to produce sunshine. Try to produce moonlight. So in the future, when you are in difficulty, bring it back and make use of it. And so you know that there is many wonders of life around. Don't wait until you are desperate. If you train yourself to enjoy even the little thing, see these little things to be deep and to be wonderful. And then one day when you have a lot of difficulty, you know, oh, I'm still that. And you try to see, I still have 2 eyes very clear. I still have my lung who can breathe in fully my lung. I still have that friend. I still have other friends. I have time to go and do walking, sitting together with friends. On these conditions are there, but you are not aware. And we are searching what? We always search for, and you are always unrested. Try to stop and to be restful first. And then when you are restful, you discover that what you are searching for are right there in front of you. Like the moon, or like the moon on the sky, or the moon at your window, and the moon in your room. And then what you are trying to search is that is there. And that is why the meditative theme of meditation is this is it. Ta-da. This is it. Just there. When you see that what you search for at this is it, and then you are able to stop. And when you are able to stop, and happiness enter slowly, slowly, and you are permeable to happiness. And you must allow happiness to be permeable in you, and then it will heal gently, silently, a number of pain in you. Sometimes you are not aware of this little pain in you. And so many little pain make a big pain, and you have that disease and other disease. Even the disease is come from very little pain, very little tension. Every day, every day, every day, every month. Many months, many weeks is make a disease. So your body and your mind is also like that. Don't feel irritate. The irritation, too irritation, doesn't too irritation. Slowly it's become too much. You are searching for the healing. But in fact, your ability to heal is there in you. But the fact that you don't allow the healing to enter in you, and you do not allow happiness to be permeable in you. So, the relaxing in age, in happiness, if you cannot stop, you cannot enjoy happiness, you cannot feel happiness in you. The wonderful things of enter being, of the things who is deeply connected to each other, the wonderful fact of the enter being is you can be in touch with the enter being every second, every minute. This morning in Up Hamlet, the brother Fabio chant for sitting meditation. Fablin is guide touching the earth in English, and Fabte leading touching the earth in French. The three of them have done beautifully, and the practice this morning is in order to be in touch with our spiritual ancestor and be in touch with our children, spiritual children, and great children, spiritual children in us. If we practice, we could realize, leave totally that touching of the earth, you can be in touch with what we call non-self. You don't have a separate, hermetic self. You are just the continuation of your ancestor, and you are going to be continued by your children to be born, your spiritual children to be born, and your great-grandchildren to be born. And you are that flowing of river. You are no longer a separate self. You are just the continuation of your ancestor, blood ancestor, as well as spiritual ancestor, with all their wonderful things and their weaknesses. And then you are now stop looking deeply in order to transform what is negative, what is obstructive for your spiritual path. And then you flow in the future in the beautiful way. So, in you, there are a number of wonderful things. And in you, there is also many weaknesses. So if somebody shock you, you will say that, wow, you stop. And you say that, I feel shocked by his or her attitude. However, I look deeply, I also have been very unskillful like that. I did hurt many people like that. So it's normal that she or he behave like that. But of course, it's not very nice to be with each other. So I will find one day when I'm more peaceful and more loving, I will tell her, I will tell him. So the practice is like we practice breathing in. I invite the Buddha to breathe in with me. Breathing out, I feel that the Buddha is in me. You are sitting with me, in me. and playing with me. And then you are breathing in with the Buddha, breathing, playing, and then you see that two, you and the Buddha are two, but you and the Buddha are one. That historical Buddha, in a non-local way, is just in front of you, just next to you. Invite him in, and slowly you are him, he is you, and he will inspire you to do that, inspire you to stop, inspire you to do this thing. And so you feel that you are happy like the Buddha is, and the happiness is entering gently, peacefully, joyfully in you, and then is impregnated in you, permeable in you, the happiness enter gently, and in you, you feel that you are breathing in peace, happiness. Stop to think. Stop to read. Stop to be. Look for something else. Back to your body and your mind. Stop. In, I feel the peaceful air is entering in me. Joyful atmosphere of the Sangha, and I feel restful. And so, if you want to practice with your father, you feel that your father is next to you, your father is in you, you feel that, oh, I sit next to me, father, non-local way. I breathe in, Father, I'm you breathing in. I know that you have many habit energy who make me suffer. But for now, you are peaceful. Please, I invite you to breathe in gently with me. And we are both two person practicing. We are stopping. You stop, Daddy. I stop, Daddy. We both stop and breathe in. Feel the peaceful breath entering in me. And so in me, it means in the Father in me. And if you are permeable to that peace, that happiness, and that peace, that happiness is entering in you, and that peace, that happiness is entering in your Father, in your Father in you. And you, maybe all his life he never breathed in that. Now you give him the chance to breathe like that in you. That is not difficult. Everybody can do it. I breathe in. I invite my father, my mom, my mother to breathe in with me. Mother, in you, you are in every of your cell. There are all the genes of your mom. So you are inviting your mom to breathe in with you. You are breathing in. Your mom is breathing in. And you stop judging, to stop thinking of all these bad memory with your mom. You just be there. That was the past. Now I and you, mom, we are living in the present moment. Mom, I and you, we are breathing peacefully. Breathing in, breathe peacefully, gently, happily. And then you feel great in you, but you feel great in the mother in you too. You can feel great in the mother of your mother, and so on. So you see that you had that stream of peaceful breath. You had that stream of breathful, peaceful happiness. And happy is entering in me. Happiness is entering in me, in my mom, in my dad, in my grandpa, great-grandpa, in my on the generation of my blood ancestor. I may have a teacher, a spiritual teacher who is not very peaceful, and now I also breathe for him too. I breathe for her too. So if you feel successful in the first, second breath, if you are successful in the breathing called H, happiness, And in order to be able to be successful with happiness breath, you have to start by stopping breath. It means S, the breathing called S. And when you really can stop, you can feel happiness. People you to speak about Vipassana meditation. And they translate in Vietnamese by Thanh Miêu Minh Sát or Thiền Quán. But no one speak about Samatha practice. Vipassana, people spoke a lot, but rare people speak about Samatha. But without Samatha, you cannot Vipassana. Vipassana, it means look deep and get the insight from that deep looks. But if you don't stop, how you can, if your mind still run in different direction, how you can Vipassana, how you can look deeply? And when you go back to the present moment, you are practicing Samatha, you are practicing stop, and you think that, oh, I need to do that. But when you stop, you see that, it's so easy, he's here. So if you cannot dwell peacefully in the present moment, then you know that even wherever you go, you continue to be like that, always running, always unrest, always unhappy. We almost always expect something else. We always wait for something else. If you know how to practice stopping, and in order to be able to stop, and then thanks to the fact you are able to stop, and then you have some little insight. When you have the stopping, and then you have Vipassana and stopping, looking deeply and stopping at two sides of one reality. At the beginning, you start to stop. But thanks to the stopping, you have some light of understanding, some little understanding that is the fruit of stopping. Even this is the fruit of looking deeply, of the fruit of Vipassana. Sometimes you only practice Samatha, stopping, then you realize Vipassana. You do not search for, you do not look for, but when you stop, you are like a lake, very still, and when the lake, the water is still, the reality reflects in itself. And so you don't try to search for reality. Reality reflects when your mind is still. Now we learn that the sutra, the gatha number 6. The question of Metaya monk. Our action must go together with our insight, with our sight, of our perception, our view. Our action must go together with what we have seen, what we have in our mind, our view. So usually action and the view must go together. When you see something, you have to do like that. But sometimes you see like that, but you do differently. You know that doing that, going that good direction, but will not bring benefit to you. So you act differently. That is not Thiền Hiệp Nhất. I mean, it doesn't mean that the action and the understanding go together. Action and understanding have to go together. And your understanding is never be total. You understand one part. You act in that part. And if your understanding is enlarged, and then you act larger. So the Gata said that your action and your understanding or your view must go together. And then I have Phép Độc Cư, I mean, you need to learn the way to live alone. You must learn to live alone and never allow inappropriate contact. The word is very concise. Every word is very concise. The monastic must learn to live alone. Do not allow other thinking. Alone means you and your mind and your body are one. Sometimes you are in the market, but you still live alone, because in the market, but your mind and your body are one, totally in deep mindfulness and concentration. So try not to be in contact with a number of things which pull you. We must learn to live alone and never allow inappropriate contact. Sexual attachment will create disorder, causing the practitioner to lose all his energy and power. The word ta means a little bit oblique. It means a heretic. Not is straight. Is a country of the straight. Straight chan means right, straight, and ta means a little bit leaning. And the sexual attachment will create disorder. You lose a number of necessary energy in order to have joy, to have happiness. When you are attached to that sexual attachment, and then you lose all your powerful energy to be free, to be happy, to be in touch with many other friends around. It destroys your body and your mind. Body and mind in disorder, and it leads you to death. I mean, inappropriate sexual. It will destroy the order of your life and make you suffer. Ta dục means inappropriate sex. And caught by the sexual attachment who caused the practitioner to lose all his energy and power. Gata number 7. Breaking the precept always brings fear into our heart. Breaking the precept always bring fear to our heart. You always have fear. Those who violate the third precept about sexual, and then we always have inappropriate sexual desire for lay people. You always have fear in you. the feeling of intercourse. The feeling of intercourse is very short, but the fear will last very long. For lay people, even the inappropriate intercourse give joy in very short moment, but the fear, the guilt will last very long. It can last all your life. In an inappropriate sexual intercourse for just a second, and you will regret all your life. This spring bear fruit. You may abandon a child, a drop of blood of you, and you cause a lot of suffering of other people. The virus, HIV, you don't need much. Only 1 second, and it's entering you and make you suffer on your life. We know that in Africa, millions of people die of HIV/AIDS. And not only in Africa, in Asia too, in many countries. So this sutra is not for monastic only, but for all of you. Any of you have the 5 mindfulness training? Yeah. Once we are caught in the inappropriate action, you are caught in the net, and you have to tell that lie. And if that you lie again and you lie again, in a series of lies. Dear Buddha, in a very short moment, I make a mistake. I know that as a species on earth, the sexual energy is normal. Sexual energy is normal for a species on earth. But in the past, I do not know how to live. I let that sexual energy to dominate everything. And so that there is, in some moment, I lost on the balance, I lost on the peace, and I let that desire dominate me. And that is because I allow myself to visit internet with many exciting image, exciting intercourse who would create water that sit in me. I read many books, and I read many magazines, many film, internet, to water the seed of sex in me too much. I know that in the market, people become rich, tends to sell sex using sound, using image, and they are trying to get money from that. And I allow myself to be watered by all this image. So nowadays our world is overwhelmed with that publicity in movies, on the road to go to the market, on everywhere they try to put image, sound in order excited and to let the sex overwhelm. And young people now are victim of that kind of market. That market to make people rich, hence that exciting advertisement to make things to be excited in the sexual intercourse. So some young people from 13 years old already are caught in that publicity of sex, and they are pulled away, and they thought that life have only that. While life has still many other wonderful things. and they only know sex. They don't know what means love. Sex and love is not the same. And they are overwhelmed by the advertisement, the publicity in sex, and they don't know what means true love. These youngsters, when they grow up, they have no chance to see what means true love. Because since 13 years old, they are watering by all these publicity and sex, inappropriate course and so on. And then sometimes they use masturbation too much and in order to make there is no more energy, and so they don't know what means no more time, no more space to enjoy true love. And I have learned the teaching of you, body and mind are one. And I learn in that way. So I will not allow the seed of sexual desire, sexual attachment to pull me. I vow from now on, I will not read magazine, book, television program. Of course, I can read, but as soon as I see that it start to be watering, I stop right away. And I will not read book, magazine, see or listen to the telephone, things which is make me drown in this pulling of sex attachment. I vow to be always aware to that accident can happen if I do not put myself in the healthy environment. That is one of the mindfulness training that I just read. And the young monk Maitreya have asked very concrete question to the Buddha. And you are young, lay, or monastic, you still need to know what the Buddha answered to this monk. Because we don't know how to practice protecting body and mind, we have violated the precept of sexual, and we have abused sex. We even abuse our children, our nephew, our niece, and we even make our children, our nephew, our niece suffer generation from generation. Hate, fear arise in them, and they will transmit generation to generation. Buddha, please allow you, Buddha and Bodhisattva, open your heart and show your loving kindness to us. That is reading, touching the earth. We are aware that if we do not practice mindfulness steadily in the feel of in touch with the sense impression food via our five sense organs, and then this seed of sex in me will water every day. Of course, to be a species on earth, I have sex, a normal, but a moderate need, even a lay person, I need to have moderate, healthy sex. But if I allowed myself to be watered with all these things, and then it's too overwhelmed, is occupy my own mind, my whole mind, and cause a lot of accident can happen. Siddha, eight is a big, big disaster of humanity, make million of people die. If we are not aware, we are not mindful, only a few seconds of unmindfulness, and then we cause some great trouble which can last generation from generation. You can cause pregnancy to a wonderful person, and then she's too young to keep the child, and she will be in trouble, and she suffer, and the whole environment suffer, and etc. So we have to be, our world is burned by the fire of wrong sex burning. Please, water on our planet, the pure water of compassion, and to extinct that inappropriate sexiness, world of sexiness. The coming Buddha, the future Buddha, will be very young. His name is Maitreya. He is, who is him? Pitaya, Maitreya Buddha, is you. It's you all. And you all, those who know how to practice understanding, love, and that love must include four elements: loving kindness, compassion, joy, and upeccha. It means, so the future Buddha will be you, will be all of you, young people. If you just arrive, you have to request to have these five mindfulness training very clear. The declaration is very clear. Sexual desire will cause what? So in the Gatha, it said that moment of intercourse is short, but that fear we carry for a long time. We carry for a long time. Once caught in that net, we have to tell one lie after another lie. When you are caught in that net of wrong sex, you have to lie. And then you lie, and you lie, and you lie. When you have no truth in you, when you lie like that, the eight gata, seeing the entanglement created by the transgression of the precept, we must protect ourselves and never pride ourselves on being good. Seeing the entanglement created by the transgression of precept, we must protect ourselves and never pride ourselves on being good. Having seen that you have drunk congress the precept. And try to keep protect ourselves and never be so sure, so proud that we are good. Don't think that you are good already. Sometimes you say that, oh, I'm very good, I keep the precept, I don't care. But when condition is favorable, without the presence of others, appropriate time for you to violate the precept, you violate anyway. Don't be so sure. Your body is like an ocean with many hidden waves. But the hidden wave can arise at every moment. So you have to keep your mindfulness every moment. And be aware of your weaknesses, of that desire, and try not to create condition that you will be drowned in that mistake. Because your body, according to the Agama Sutta, the Buddha said that your body is like an ocean full of hidden wave and full of monster in you. You do not know. You think that, oh, I'm great, I'm good, I'm a good person, I'm honest, and then you be with someone very attractive, but you say that, oh, I'm sure I'm, but you think that you will never do like that, she will never do like that, but when conditions are favorable for sexual desire arrive, it's like a monster who enter, who manifests, and then you drown yourself in the inappropriate intercourse. And then that is the monster in you, the monster of other person. And both of you commit terrible, terrible action that you can regret on your life. And so that is privilege as a monastic. You always have a second body to go with you. And don't think that, oh, I'm big brother already. I don't need. You never know on the monster in you. You never know on the monster in her or in him. And it can arise when condition is favorable. So it's not only for monastic, but it's also for lay people. You are engaged to some good family. You are already good father, good husband, good wife. But if you are not aware of the monster in you and the monster of other person, when condition is favorable, you can betray your husband, you can betray your wife easily. So we have to be aware of all these things. Then the body is like wonderful ocean, but with hidden monster. So when you go forth or back, you must be very mindful. Living alone in order to be the monk here, we have to keep our celibacy, and so we must hold onto the path of living alone as we come and go. We must go in the direction of light and not to be carried away by the habit energy of ignorance. In each of us, there is always the habit energy who pull you. You have to know how to resist that negative habit Sometimes the negative habit to pull you in the dark direction, but you have to be aware in order to pull you back in the light path, in the understanding path, not to be pulled by the dark path. Gatha number 9, living alone in order to on the upward path of seeking the truth, we do have a path. Going alone on the path, wonderful path, in order to go in the path of truth. Truth, de mean truth. De mean truth. Thượng hành, it means go up. The path to go up, not the path to go down. The path to go up. We are determined to go in the road to go up, searching for truth. Living alone, you mean keep celibacy, you can go far. You already know how to practice, but don't be so sure of you, don't be so proud of you. Don't think that you are always perfect, you will never fail into that mistake. You know, you don't have a separate self. You are so beautiful like that in a good condition, but in the not appropriate condition, you are pushed into doing an inappropriate act. Don't be so sure. You are not in the Nibbana yet, but you are next to that. You can go in. Even you are not get the Nibbana is extension of notion in order to be in touch with the full enlightened reality. You are not yet, but you are next door too. Number 10, we have to, Gatha number 10, we have to give rise to the aspiration to go far and high. You must have the aspiration to go far and high, not to stop in the world of form or in the world of formlessness. It means you are not God, you have to go higher. The world of form and the world of formless. These two world of form and world of formless. Formless, it means you are still live in the world, but it's lighter. You will stop at the world of form. You will not stop at the world of formless. According to the Buddha, according to the teaching of the Buddha, we are determined to go out of this entanglement of suffering. Following the teaching well proclaimed, we are determined to liberate ourselves from the world of suffering. In this way, the numerous temptation of sexual desire in life cannot do anything to us. Tham means suffering. You overcome. You are out of that suffering world. In this way, numerous temptations of sexual desire, of craving for fame, for many things, cannot do anything to us. We are free. In the form, it looks like the Buddha teach to the monastic, the young monastic, but in the contents, he teach to everyone, the lay people, the monastic as well as the lay people, the old people as well as the young people. This sutra is very important. We know that the monk Maitreya, he's young. He has seen that problem. He sees the problem of sex is very important for a practitioner, not only for monastic practitioner, but lay practitioner. And that is come to the Buddha and provoke a little bit. It means to try to question in order for having a chance to listen thoroughly the teaching of the Buddha. And the Buddha is also very nice to share clearly about that. We are a young monastic. You must be aware of that. Maitreya, the monk Maitreya is whom? Is you. And the name Maitreya means love, appropriate love. And so the Buddha of the next century will be, next generation will be the Buddha of love, appropriate love, with four karuna, samatha, etc. Loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. So Maitreya comes from what Maitri means. Maitri comes from the word Mitra. Mitra means friend. So Maitreya is kind of love offered by friend. The musician Trần Công Sơn, he said that friendship is very long-lasting, but man and woman love is could be very short. It's like a straw fire. Fire burned with straw will last few seconds. And friendship could be very long. It's the musician Trần Công Sơn. He's a very famous musician in Vietnam, everybody know and love. And he said that on my life, friendship is so great. But love, woman and man love is so short. And if we multiply, we increase a lot of friendship. And this friendship is made with four elements: loving kindness, compassion, joy, upeccha, and joy, and mudita, and upeccha, equanimity. It will be very, very long lasting, that kind of friendship. and make your life more meaningful. Since I was a young monk, I have seen the path. Since very young, I have seen the path. But my deep desire is, since I was a young monk, I always want to set up a group of persons where there is understanding, love, friendship. In 1954, I have a chance to do that with a group of friends with me. At that moment, 1954 in Vietnam, the country was cut into two parts. North part is East Communist and South part is Capitalist. They fight anti-communist. And so the country was cut into two parts, 1954. And they lost, the people are so lost, they don't know what to do. They have no direction. The young monastic as well as the youngster and the not young people, the total nation is in confusion. Well, in the nation there are those who said, oh, communists, we cannot live. And then those who said, oh, we don't like capitalists, so on. So they divide. But great number of young monks and nuns, great number of young people are really lost. And that moment, and then I wrote a series of editorial article on Daily's big newspaper, and where I put into a book, and that book is a new path for the young generation, because I know that we can make use a lot of wisdom of Buddha. And I set up a group of young monk and nun. We have helped them to build up friendship. That group, we still have a number of them may become high monk, high venerable. Hòa thượng Minh Cảnh, who came last year, ordination, great ordination. And he is a scholar, he belongs to that generation who worked together with me as a group of young monks. Of course, at that moment he was my student, even my teacher, but I'm as young as him. During that time, I used all my energy to build a group of young monastic. And I was so happy. I have a lot of happiness. I remember it's the first time the young monk and young nun can sing together. That is very new, because in the old tradition you said that singing is wrong. But then I looked deep and I said that chanting is also a kind of singing. But if you chant in a spiritual way, it could be. So I decided to let people sing. Let people sing the kind of modern music with the profound teaching of the Buddha. And so I remember that a number of monastics were singing, and a big venerable stopped and looked amazement to see how these young monks who sing. Now you see the young monastic sing is so normal, and now the venerable like a lot. But if in the past a monastic who ride a bicycle is very new age, and I was the first monk who ride on the bike, and it's very modern, and people are shocked. but it's okay. So I have a gata guiding me before to ride on the bike what I have to recite. When that friendship lasts very long. During the time of exile, every night I remember these friendship, these friends so close to me who work together with me and that and that. And then I enter into many room of in the monastic building of An Quan, and I dream to see to the Haiduk Monastery, where I see a number of I have some dream to be visiting monastic building of the monk in Haiduk, so on. And some these new recent month I still have that dream. About 4 months ago, one day I wake up, and in the dream I see that I wake up and I feel the joyful atmosphere in the temple. In the dream I see that, and then I ask, what is so joyful? What is so joyful atmosphere? In the dream he saw that he wake up and he saw that he feel a very joyful atmosphere, and he raised his voice, what is so joyful, brothers? And one young monk said that, oh, the big brother is just come back. They just come back. And I want to make a big pot of rice in order to eat together. That's all. Only there's nothing spectacular, but it's so joyful. The atmosphere of the temple is so joyful. And so, and I remember visiting a number of vegetable garden, and we pick some coriander, some mustard, green leaf to go in and enjoy. And that dream make me so happy for many weeks. When I have such dream, remember all these memories when I was a young monk with a number of young monastic. We do some joyful work together, even during the war, but we have a number of projects so joyful, so exciting. Project of service. But we do it in a very joyful way. And the project seems not so important, but the friendship is so important. So that trip, when I went back to Vietnam the first time, I declare officially that I have no aim at all to go back to this country except to enjoy the friendship. And I think that for me, the most precious thing in our life is friendship. Ho Chi Minh always said that the most precious thing is independence. But I say that the most precious thing is friendship. When you have friendship, you have independence, you have peace, you have everything, but you have friendship. So recently, I have also another dream. I saw, I am preparing some tea. Suddenly, I remembered in upstairs, there's two brothers. Maybe I bring some good tea to them, and we can enjoy together tea. That's all. This would be great. I don't remember where, but I remember that so joyful atmosphere. I was preparing tea, and I remember, upstairs, there are a few brothers. Maybe now they just wake up from their nap. So I prepare carefully this pot of tea, and I bring a few cups, and we enjoy tea. Just simple dream like that. But when I wake up, I'm so happy. Yeah. And the dream is so simple, but I feel so joyful many days for remember that atmosphere. So when I went back to Vietnam, I said that the most precious thing is friendship, brotherhood, sisterhood. For me, is the most important thing for Vietnam, and I want to remind Vietnamese nation that brotherhood, sisterhood, friendship is very important. Without that, you have no independence. Without that, you have no peace. Practicing Buddhism is to learn to love. And to learn to love the kind of love who is very light, very free, very happy. Not a kind of drowning love. Don't think that when you become a monk or nun, you cannot love. Yes, you can love. And then the kind of true, light love, deep love, without having to have sex. We train ourselves to live together like brothers, sister. We have brotherhood, we have sisterhood. The Prajna 400 monastic, even they are totally dispersed, but they have friendship. They have brothers together, sisters together. We can see clearly that love is different from sex. We have a deep love with the brother or the sister, but we don't need sex. We have deep appreciation when we think of him or we think of her. We feel full of trust and joy and happiness. But you don't need to have sex with her or with him. There are a number of young people who have difficulty, and they come and they confess to them, and they ask him, ask Thầy to help. And then Thầy always try to help him or her. You have to trust your teacher, you have to trust your big brother, your big sister, in order to go out of your difficulty. I have seen a suburb of people who are caught in the sexual desire, and then he lost his sangha, she lost her sangha, and then after that, after the sexual desire satisfied, after that she really lost the sangha. He really lost the sangha. And if you have difficulties, come to ask Thầy. Thầy is ready to share. Thầy used to tell him or her that you have lost, in the past you have suffered a lot from some that from experience. Now is the moment for you to look deep to that back experience, and then you can go out. And then I propose that he or she practice touching the earth for several days. Touching the earth, that book, touching the earth is very important. And she or he try to practice. After one paragraph, you practice touching the earth. Read another paragraph, touching the earth. And you can remind yourself that in the past, I was so happy. That joy, that because we are caught by that or that, and then we lost that happiness. So if you are really pulled by some difficulty on sex, try to remember other brother already suffered and lost his anger. Other sister already lost sangha and looks so sad and so wither like a flower, withering flower. Next sutra we will learn that Kinh Diệm Vương is another sutra next Sunday. We have also the sutra on in Pali and in Chinese too. And I will ask somebody to transcribe for you.